我觉得神最近一段时间在我心里面放的呢，就是说，每一个组织我们都要来，讲的道，所有的都是要来增加大家的信心。
So I felt I've been moved by the Spirit that you know the Sundays we should share a message that you know help us with our faith.
那神在预备我们，预备我们呢，面对2026、2027、二以后所有的挑战。
So God is preparing us so that we can face what's going to come in 2006, 2007, 2008, you know, all the upcoming challenges.
好，今天我们呢要讲一段非常熟悉的经文。
Today we are going over some scripture that are very familiar to all of us.
但是呢，我觉得神有一些不同的角度让我们来看这个经文。
But God is going to enlighten us from a different angle.
那我们翻开约翰福音第六章。
So we turn to chapter 6 of the book of John.
那这是一个大家非常熟悉的经文，就是耶稣呢行了一个神迹，就是五饼二鱼喂饱了2000人。
So that's the miracle Jesus performed when he fed the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves.
那我们先来读一遍。
So let's go over it.
大家仔细的来读，仔细的来默想。
To pay attention when you read.
这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。
Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias.
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick.
耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。
Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples.
那是犹太人的逾越节近了。
The Jewish Passover festival was near.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?"
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
He asked this only to test him, for he already knew, he already had in mind what he was going to do.
腓力回答说：“就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点，也是不够的。”
Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year of wage to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite."
有一个门徒，就是西蒙彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？”
Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. He is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?
意思说你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。
Jesus said, "Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there."
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。风雨也是这样。都随着他们所要的。
Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”
When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted."
他们便见了5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets of pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这正是那要到世间来的先知。”
After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world."
耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去。
When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake.
上了船，要过往加伯农去。天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。
Where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them.
忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。
A strong wind was blowing, the water grew rough.
门徒摇橹跃行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了城，他们就害怕。
When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened.
耶稣对他们说：“是我，不要怕。”
But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid."
门徒就喜欢借他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地。
Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
第二日，站在海那边的众人知道那里没有别的船，只有一只小船。又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，那是门徒自己去的。
The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciple, but they had gone away alone.
然而有几只小船从提比利亚来，靠近主祝谢后分饼给人吃的地方。
Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where.The people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given them thanks.
众人见了耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum to search for of Jesus.
即在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里的呢？”
When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?"
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，那是因赤饼得饱。”
Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill."
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not work for the food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life.
就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval.
众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？”
Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?"
耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的。”这就是做神的功。
Jesus answered, "The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent."
他们又说：“你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？”
So they asked him, "What signs then you will give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?"
我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
Our ancestor ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written.He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，那是我父见天上来的真粮赐给你们。”
Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven."
因为神的粮就是从那天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
他们说：“主啊，常见这粮赐给我们。”
Sir, they said, "Always give us this bread."
意思说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。
But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe.
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来；到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
For those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，那是要按那差我来这的意思行。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
差我来这的意思就是要他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those who he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见此而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他。
At this, the Jew began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven.
说这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？
They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we knew? How can he now say, I came down from heaven?
耶稣回答说，你们不要大驾议论。
Stop grumbling around you, among yourself, Jesus asked.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day.
在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me.
这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。
No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father.
我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life.
我就是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，行事死了。
Your ancestor ate manna in the wilderness, yet they died.
这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
But here is a bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要吃的粮，就是我的肉，被世人之生命所赐的。
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh.Which I will give for the life of the world.
因此犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢？
Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day.
我的肉正是可吃的，我的血正是可喝的。
For my flesh is a real food and my blood is real drink.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them.
永活的父正言差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳，行事死了。
This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestor ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
这些话是耶稣在加百隆会堂教训人说的。
He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum.
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?"
耶稣心里知道门徒被这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？
Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, Does this offend you?
倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？
Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life.
只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。
Yet there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him.
耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
He then on to say, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God.
耶稣说，我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
Then Jesus replied, Have I not chosen you the 12? Yet one of you is a devil.
耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的，他本是十二个门徒里的一个，后来要卖他，要卖耶稣。
He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him.
我不知道你们听完这一段怎么样，我读完以后，我就像别的门徒一样，我说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
What do you think when you read this word? So when I first read it, and then I was one of the disciples, thinking it's a very hard teaching. Who can accept it?
所以怪不得在六世纪他的门徒说呢，这话甚难，关掉他。这话甚难，谁能听呢？
So that's why the in the 60 verse 60 says that.This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?
耶稣继续讲下去的时候呢，好多门徒就不跟他。
So as Jesus continued to preach, a lot of the disciples decided not to follow him.
那如果跟前面一段经文做一个比较的话呢，前面的经文讲到他们五饼二鱼喂饱他们的时候呢，他们去找耶稣。
So in comparison to the miracle that Jesus performed earlier, so with the two fish and five loaves of barley bread, Jesus fed the thousands, and then after that, they chased after Jesus.
那耶稣偷偷的和他的门徒躲到另一边要休息一下，他们还是要跟着去找他。
So when Jesus, you know, quietly, you know, sneak away with his disciple, you know, to get some rest, they continue to pursue him.
他们就找到另一边去。
So he went across the shore.
拉比，你是几时到这里的呀？
Rabbi, when did you came here?
那耶稣就说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是见了神迹，是因为吃饼得饱。
So Jesus said, truly I tell you, you came after me not because you saw the miracle, but because you had your bread.
那耶稣就接着就讲了一段话，要他们得永生。
And so after that, Jesus started, you know, preaching about, you know, how you should get eternal life.
那得永生的方法呢？搞不懂，吃我的肉，喝我的血。
So it's hard to understand how to have eternal life, you know, by saying, eat my flesh, you know, drink my blood.
那事实上，在这个早期，基督教受迫害呢，在这个二三世纪的时候，有一个原因，有些地方就是说。听说他们中间吃人的肉，喝人的血，真的，因为他们常常拿起饼来说，就说这是我的血，这是我的肉。那外面的人听了以后，就说这些人在吃人肉，喝人血。
So in the early the second century or the third century, like people used to think that you know Christians are eating other people's blood, I mean, and flesh because.They always say, okay, this is your blood and this is your flesh.
所以基督徒就被逼迫。
So, and Christians was been persecuted because of this.
所以你发现耶稣讲的好的话，我们真的不太容易明白。
So a lot of things that Jesus said is quite hard to understand.
但是呢，我今天要接着这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，我们要讲讲就是主耶稣的心意。是怎么样的？我们怎么样来回应他
？So through the miracle of the two fish and five loaves, we try to understand what's in Jesus' heart and then how we should respond and follow him.
那我们先来集中在这个五饼二鱼这个神迹上。
So let's just focus on the miracle first.
那这个神迹上呢是唯一一个神迹，在所有四本福音书里面都记载。
And this is the only miracle that Jesus performed that was recorded in all four books of gospel.
那就说四个作者呢，就说读认为它非常重要，读记住，所以就把它写下了。
So meaning that the four author of the four books, they all thought this is an important, you know, miracles and they all remembered and they all wrote it down.
那我们今天的耶稣呢？今天的神其实他在我们日常生活里面呢，非常关心我们的需要。
So our God, you know, is a God who cares about our daily needs.
五饼二鱼的神迹就是他当时呢怜悯众人，跟着他没有吃饱。他就行了这个神迹。
So the reason why he performed this miracle because those people were following him and they did not have food to eat, so he had mercy for them.
在马太福音十四章、马可福音第六章、路加福音记载的这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，就说他怜悯他。
So in Matthew 14 and then Mark 6, you know, it's all about the same miracles because he had mercy for them.
怜悯他们，他做什么呢？他说，就教导他。
So he had mercy for them, and then what did he do? He started to teach them.
因为他们像羊没有牧人一样。
Because they are like the sheep without shepherds.
那些人跟来跟去，但是呢，他们像羊群没有牧人。
So they are trying to find, you know, a leader, but they are just like sheep without shepherd.
他就教导他。
So that's why he started to teach them.
那在马太福音、马可福音也记载呢，就是。他也医治他们中间的病人。
So in Mark and Matthew, he also recorded that how he performed healing miracles to them.
那这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，在四本福音书里面记载的，你会发现呢，他们记载的侧面是不一样的，有一些不同的地方。
So when you read the same miracles, the two fish and five loaves, you will see that different author focus on different aspects.
那有好多人呢，就是不信主的人，他挑战圣经，挑战圣经说这个，比如说吧，路加福音第九章记载呀，我们可以放一下，路加福音记载呢，说是什么呢？他说是耶稣呢，这个神迹行在哪里？使徒第九章第十节，使徒回来见主，或者是告诉耶稣，耶稣就带他们安安的离开那里。往一座城去，那城名叫波塞大。
So when people do not try to challenge the Bible, they will find discrepancy in the Bible. And for example, in Luke chapter 9 verse 10, it says when the apostle returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done, and okay. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida.
Bethsaida.那另外马太福音里面记载的呢，看我也不仔细的看，翻一下也可以。马太福音十四章十三节，耶稣听见了就上床，从那里独自退到野地去。
And then also on Matthew 14 verse 13, it says, when Jesus heard that what happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place.Hearing of this, the crowd followed him on foot from the town.
那路加福音见了他去了伯塞大呢，就讲到这个五饼二鱼的神迹是行在那里。马太福音讲到他退到旷野呢，就讲到五饼二鱼。
Okay, so Luke says that he went to Bethsaida, that's where he performed a miracle, and then Matthew it says that he went to the wilderness and then performed that miracle.
所以有的人在挑战圣经，说圣经好多地方是有矛盾的。
So a lot of people came and then start to question about the Bible, you know, and it's saying that the Bible verses are, you know, the Bible are kind of contradict to each other.
当时呢，我们有一些我这个年代的人特别喜欢思考。那我信主以后，好多人就挑战我。
So people like,
我传福音，他们就挑战我。
So people like my generation, we like to, you know, rationalize things. So when I become a believer, a lot of people came and then tried to challenge me.
其实圣经里面还有更多有出入的地方。
Actually, the Bible has many, many other, you know, places where you see, you know, discrepancies.
那我不知道怎么样回答他们这种挑战。但我回来祷告的时候，圣经给我一些启示。
I didn't know how to answer their questions.But after I came home and I prayed, and then God has enlightened me on, you know, something.
突然发现，正因为圣经里面这些出入呢，让我们更加相信圣经。
So because of the discrepancies in the Bible, you know, it actually strengthened our, you know, faith, our beliefs.
那后来圣经又给我讲，就说因为这是他们单独在不同的地方写的。 四本福音书。
So those four Bibles, Gospels, are written individually at different places.
他们并没有相互商量，相互创抄。
So they didn't you know, discuss among themselves and then copy from each other.
根据他们的记忆写，圣灵的感动写下来。
So they wrote it down according to what they have remembered and according to what the Spirit you know moved them.
如果他们所有细节都一样的话。你觉得它可信吗？
So if all the details in the Bible are exactly the same, are you still gonna believe?
所有用脑子用心的人都知道，如果所有的细节都一样的话，是不可信的。
So everyone that has a you know right mind will understand if all the little details match, you will be questionable.
事实上，就早期的教父呢，教父里面有一些人，他们发现这个。圣经里面出入的地方呢，是我们要做一个合仓，要写一本圣经出来，就是把它规整在一起。
Okay, so the early days, you know, the priests, when they see the discrepancy among the Bibles, initially they thought they need to, you know, make them into a one, you know, uniformed Bible.
但是呢，当时有些教父、先父啊，我们叫 church fathers， 他说 ，No， 这是神的话。我们不管怎么都不能随便乱动。
So and then some of the fathers said that no, this is the word of God. We will not change a word.
要相信，如果搞出一个统一的一个版本来，现在一挑战的时候，他就站不住脚了。
Just imagine if there is a uniformed version, you know, and when it's been challenged, you will not stand.
但是今天所有的人挑战圣经的时候，当他知道。这些为什么有出入的时候呢？他就像这个在法庭上面一样，你如果有人说啊，四个见证人都说同样一模一样的话，你绝对不能信他。
So it's just like in a court setting, if you have four different witnesses, and then all of the four says exactly the same thing, then you will not be, no, you should not believe them.
感谢主，就是因为神呢，这些早期的这些使徒和教父呢，他们敬畏神，没有随便去改动。
So praise God. So the early days, the priests, the disciples fear God, and then they did not change the Bible.
因为他们是写圣经的，是诚实的见证人。
So the people who wrote the Bible, they are the truthful, reliable, you know, witnesses.
诚实才能见证真理，不诚实是不可以见证真理。
Only by truth you can witness the truth. So without truth, you will not be able to testify.
但是他是一个诚实的人呢，他记忆可能有问题，但是他侧重点有问题，他没有记住所有的东西，或者记得侧面不一样。
So if you are, you know, a truthful witnesses, that doesn't mean you have, you know, like perfect memory.You may be, you know, focus on different things when you write the testimony.
但是呢，你发现五饼二鱼的神迹，讲到五个饼、两个鱼，喂饱五千人这件事情上面，他们四个人记载一模一样。但是前面什么耶稣为什么这样做呀，或者他们去了伯赛大呀，去了哪里呀，他不一样。
So the point is, you know, the two.Fish and then the five loaves and then the 5,000 people are clearly the same. You know that the important part of the message is the same. No, regards to you know where they went, Bethsaida or solitary places, there might be some discrepancies.
所以一个见证人呢，他见证的重要的东西要突出出来，对不对？他记得什么东西，你最后这个价值在一起看的时候，他就能够找到那个。
So what is important is, you know, what is actually happening. So what is most important thing within the setting. So that's why when in a court, the judge can judge according to what the witnesses said.
所以这些圣经里面有出入的地方留在这里两千年，就是代表他们当时写圣经的人是完全诚实的。
So this discrepancy still lived here, lived in the Bible till this day because those.Witnesses has been truthful in their recording of their memories.
大家明白吗？
So, do you understand?
如果你们 你们要今天听到所有的这个 internet 的东西，一要做 exactly， 我跟你讲，你被骗了。
So if you are on the internet or social media, if you see something that you have to do it exactly like this, or some testimony, you know, exactly like that, then you've been deceived.
所以大家怎么样读圣经，怎么样用我们的心灵和诚实去敬拜神是非常重要的。
So how you read your Bible and how you worship God in truth and spirit are.
所以当时当我神跪下来祷告，神给我这个启示的时候，我心里面对圣经的一个信心啊，大增，大大的增加。
So when God revealed the secret to me, and then after that, I start having a lot more faith when I read the Bible.
因为我知道，就是早期的使徒马太、马可、路加、约翰他们写福音的时候，他们并没有在一起商量，他们在不同的地方写下来。
So because in the early days, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they written the Gospels in their own, using their own words in different places. They did not discuss and then, you know, write a uniform story.
因为大家其实知道当时呢，印刷术也没有，他们写东西在羊皮卷上或者在蒲草纸上面，而且他没有交通工具。马太，按照这圣经上没写，但是按照传说他是去了埃及。约翰去了以弗所，最后这个彼得带着马可去了罗马，路加跟着保罗。
Okay, so you know, at that time we don't have printings, you know, we don't have the technology of printing. People write on the scrolls, and so according to the history, so Matthew went to Egypt, Luke went to
with Paul
yeah,
everywhere in Europe.
Okay, and then Mark.Went to Ephesians.
Mark went to Rome with
Rome?
Peter.
Okay, sorry.
那个时候有没有电话，对不对
？So they don't have phones, right? They don't call.
那甚至写一些东西都是很难的，纸都没有的。
So it's quite hard for them to write something because they don't even have paper.
保罗写书信的时候不是他亲手写的，他是找一个人替他写的。
So when Paul writes, he doesn't write himself. He has to find someone else to write it for him.
因为保罗好像是眼神不太好，有的人写字的时候写的也不是那么流利，完了以后写错了，那个纸很贵啊，那怎么办？所以找那些叫做作笔的人，作笔的人，就像保罗这样的人，写那个文笔很流畅，也不出错字。
So Apostle Paul doesn't write for himself because he has some eye problem. So, and you know, his papers are very expensive. Also, scrolls are very expensive. If you wrote something wrong, then you have to destroy the whole thing. So usually, Paul will ask someone else to write it for him. Maybe a person like our brother Paul here, who is very good at writing.
那事实上是这样的，他们是找一个人来替他写的，他念他就写。
So indeed, that's what they did. So he will speak, and then another person will just write.
写完了以后他签个名。
So after they finish writing and then he signs the paper.
所以保罗这一个人说，你看到我这个写的字是多么大。
So at one point that in the Bible, Paul said, see how large my writing is.
加一个字。
So he just signed a name.
那所以那时候并不是你能够，这些人他没有办法去商量的，在不同的地方。没有办法商量，也没有办法去打电话，就是我们怎么样写，他是按照自己的记忆来写。
So those people written the Bible, you know, according to their own memory, they cannot call each other, you know, and then discuss among themselves what are they going to write, right?
所以他们写了有出入，这是很正常。
So when there are discrepancies in the Bible, it's very normal, it's very reasonable.
正因为如此，见证了他们是诚实的见证。
So that is the reason why that they are called the truthful testimonies, I mean, witnesses.
所以这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，他讲到五饼二鱼这几个地方一点也没错，四个人记得都是五个饼、两条鱼，还喂饱了五千男人。
Okay, so and all of them remember that there were two fish and five loaves, and then.It was able to feed 5,000 men.
不算男人和女人和孩子。
So excluding women and children.
对不起啊，姐妹们，那个时候他女人和小孩不算人，他是妻子总结知己男人。
So sorry to the women, at that time they don't count women and children, they only write down the number of men.
所以这四本福音是读妻子是五千男人。
So all four.
还有很多的妇女小孩。
And all four gospel recorded like 5,000 men, plus women and children.
所以这个出入就见证这个神迹是非常真实的神迹。
So this discrepancy is testified that this is a truthful, you know, true test, true miracles that were performed.
因为这个神迹非常重要。
Because this is an important.
还有一个事情在新约里面出入最多的是的什么事情呢？是耶稣在十字架上钉死的那段故事出入最多。
And then also there are a number of discrepancies also happened when Jesus was crucified on the cross. That is another area that has most discrepancies in the Bible.
但是呢，他们见证了耶稣的钉死和复活呢，主要是见证这个事情。
But it testified Jesus how he crucified and how he resurrected, and then that is the most important.
那个时候就是他们记忆有问题是很正常的。你想。他的老师被钉死了，对不对？他还记得那么清楚，说是那个大祭司上面胸上带个什么牌子，他能记那些东西吗？他不记得。
So just imagine, you know, at that crucial moment when your teachers is been crucified on the cross, are you able to remember all the details, you know, that are there, like what the priest is wearing, you know, things like that?
所以呢，其他的这个福音里面都讲的门徒全跑掉了。
So the a lot of the verses said that all the disciples ran away.
只有约翰福音记载，就说他没跑，他在下面。
And then in Book of John it says he did not run away, he stayed.
那谁是对的？那有人说就是没有全跑掉啊，他们是错的呀。就这样明明说他还在啊。
So people will say, oh, the.Disciples didn't all run away. John said he was there, and then in other places said that they all ran away, right?
那跑掉的人呢，就认为所有的人都跑掉了，因为他已经那么害怕，哪个不会害怕呢？都跑掉了，都跑掉了。
So the reason being, you know, the one that I ran away assumed all other disciples also ran away because he was afraid, right? So he assumed everyone else did the same.
马太肯定不看。约翰，你是不是要跑啊？跟我跑吧。他没有那个，他先跑了，所以就看别人都跑了，对吧
？So for example, Matthew, he didn't say, "Okay, John, do you want to run away with me?" You know, of course he didn't ask, right? He ran away for himself.
那唯有约翰他自己知道他自己没跑。
So only John, you know, found himself alone. You know, he didn't run away.
所以，但是呢，见证一个事实是什么？耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So what has been testified here is that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
那耶稣复活以后也有一些出入的地方，但是呢，见证是耶稣的复活。
So after the resurrection of Jesus, there are still some discrepancies, but still, it was there to testify that Jesus has, you know, resurrected.
那这一个神迹呢，为什么这么重要？
So why is it so important to have this miracle?
为什么记在四本福音书里面？
Why is it recorded in all four?
我再次要回到一个最基本的问题，就是神知道人最主要的是要吃饭。
So I want to again, you know, circle back, saying that God knew our most important, important thing for our life is to, you know, have food.
中国人说的“民以食为天”嘛。
So, the Bible, I mean, so the Chinese saying that, you know, the most important thing for people, for man, is to eat.
上帝非常清楚，人吃不饱肚子的时候，所有信仰都是没有用的。
So God knew exactly when we are hungry, no religion can stand.
所以神，我们的神是一个真实的神，是一个很爱我们的神，他不是一个虚假的神。他不要造一个虚假的理想让你去信。
So our God is a true God. So he is not, he knows all our needs. He's not creating some kind of fantasy for you to believe in.
哦，我们已经被骗了，好多的信仰已经骗很多了，还要被骗吗？
So we have already been deceived with many ideologies or religions. Are we still continue to be deceived?
好多人都很聪明，他都能造宗教的。
So many people are very smart. They can create a religion system.
给别人去信啊。
So that other people can, you know, believe.
但是你信了会有什么结果？
So what happens if you actually, you know, follow that religion?
唯有我们的神是真正爱我们。
Only our God loves us.
好多人他创造什么宗教啊，都是要控制别人。
A lot of people, they created some kind of religious system in order to control.
我在 McGill 的时候有一个同学，数学家，很聪明的中国人，他知道我信主，他说，哎呀，你信主很好，可以影响很多人。
So I knew this mathematician in McGill University. He's a Chinese. He said, okay, Ben, it's good that you have a religion.
我说你也要信啊。你也要信。
And then I said, okay, you should also believe as well, not just me.
哎呀，他说我就不信，他说我自己都可以创造一个宗教。
And he said, that's not necessary, because I myself, I can create a religion.
哎呀，我说他真的，他特聪明。
Indeed, he's a very smart person.
他因为他说你信好，是因为你可以影响很多人啊。
And he said, okay, it's good for you to believe, because you can impact many people.
那他说我也可以创造一个宗教，影响很多人。
And he said I can also create a religion so that I can impact many others.
其实我当时真的相信他能创造一个宗教。
Indeed, I actually
非常聪明。
I really believe that he could do something like that because he's a very smart man.
那我问了他一句，我说你的宗教你信吗？
And then I asked the religion that you will be creating, do you believe in your own religion?
他也很诚实，他说我不信。
And he was being very honest and no.
所以我们这好多信仰的人呢，好多人信这个信那个，创造的人他不信的，你知道吧？
So you know, this really, you know, there's a lot of people who believe this and believe that. Even the creator of that kind of belief, they don't, you know, have belief in that system too.
我们的神呢，给我们他是就是爱我们的神，他实实际际的在生活里面爱我们。
So our God is a very practical God in our daily life. He loves us.
所以圣经里面记载呢，就主行这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢，是因为他对众人的怜悯。
So Bible says that he performed the miracle because he has mercy. He was have mercy for these people.
我们今天需要不需要这样的神迹？
Do we need this kind of miracle?
说需要的举手。
Raise your hand if you say you would need that miracle.
需要的举手。神能不能行这样的神迹？说能的。
Do you think God can perform that kind of miracle?
神会不会行这样的神迹？
Is God able to create that kind of miracle?
感谢主，我们中间有不少人这个相信啊，有另外的人。如果还没有这样的信心，怪牧师，怪牧师，牧师没有教好。
So if praise God, a lot of people do believe, but if you don't have that kind of faith yet, it's my fault. It's my, you know, pastor's fault.
我们同一个神，今天照样能行这样的神。
So the same God can still perform the same miracle this day.
就是这种创造性的神迹。
This creative, you know, miracles.
在将来这个666的记号，人都打上受印的时候，那个时候你不能做买卖的时候呢，你就要期待神要行创造性的神迹。
So when the sign of 666 came, you know, you will have to ask for this kind of creative miracles.
我们中间好多人可能刚刚开始来，对这个信仰有一些接触。那事实上呢，就是我们中间，你如果跟随主的时候，你就会不断的经历升级，大大小小的升级。
So some of you might be new, you know, in this faith.But continue to pray, and then you will continue to experience more and more miracles like that.
那这样的神迹呢？今天也有。我有两个朋友，他就经历过这样的神迹。
So I have two friends who have also experienced similar miracles.
那一个呢，就是在台湾那时候，他带领很多年轻人给他们煮饭吃啊。
So one of them, he was in Taiwan. He was leading some young group of young people. He was cooking for them.
他说那桶煤气的话，按照那么多人的比例，可能就用一个星期，结果用了好几个月，他还是继续在用。
He was using a tank of gas. Usually the gas only lasts for about a week, but he used that same tank of gas for many, many months.
因为他们也没有什么钱，但是呢，帮助那边那些年轻人。
But they didn't really have a lot of money, but they were there to help the young people in Taiwan.
那最后他们好奇。
And then later they got curious.
好奇就去检查。
And then they went check.
那个时候神迹就停止了。
When they check, that's when the miracle ended.
还有一个老前辈也是，他当时逃难的时候，他一管花圣剑，他就只有一管花圣剑。
So and also another elders when he was 逃难、
嗯、
when he was on the chase, when he was being persecuted, so he has only one jar of peanut butter.
他一直就吃那管花圣剑。
So he only has that peanut butter to eat.
他吃了好多天，一算这日子不对，怎么吃这么多天？
And then he ate it for many many days, and he said, "Oh, that's not right. How can we last for so long?"
所以他就去检查的时候，就情绪就停止了。
So and then he went to check, and then that's when the miracle ended as well. Don't check.
我们中间呢，这种创造性的生计，其实我们中间也有。大家认识那个我们那个老太太，新人老太太达令。记着吗？好多人都见过那个达令
Harris， 对吧 ？Remember that senior lady Darling, the white lady.
大概在20年前的时候，有一个牧师呢，他为人祷告的时候啊，聚会下来好多人里面的牙变成金子的牙。
So there was a they used to be
就是镀上金子或者不同的形状，就是金，一部分牙就变牙有一个牙上面就变金子了。
So that was about 20 years ago. They were in some kind of a prophetic meeting. So the speakers, when he prays, a lot of people's, you know, teeth became gold tooth.
我们母堂的这个老一辈人有三个姐妹都有这个经验。
So in our church, the mother church, three of the sister who attended that church got the gold teeth.So Darling was one of them. She had a gold teeth that turned into gold. One of the teeth turned into gold.
哎，我们中间有没有见过达令的那个金牙的？
So anyone of you saw Darling's gold teeth?
Gloria, did you ever see Darling's? Sorry about that. 我们的 kids, 我们的孩子呢，跟达令常常在一起，但是我们习以为常了，所以他没有叫他们去看他的金牙，但是他们就看了。我专门说你们去看达令的金牙。
掉了，
现在掉了，但是他一定是收藏起来，下一次你问他要那个金牙。
So our kids used to grow up with Darling, but we thought that they knew, but.
所以这是我们牧师的疏忽，有时候太忙了。我们的孩子答应给他们送衣服啊，送这个，但是他们从来没看过他的金牙。
So even though our kids grew up with Darling, but they never really
好的。那你如果但是我们不知道神为什么要做这样的金牙。
So we don't understand why God wants to give you a gold tooth.
但是这三个姐妹其中有两个都非常的很多的苦难。
So out of the three sisters who got the gold tooth, so two of them had a lot of, you know, troubles in their life.
那两个姐妹也是活着的，现在一个90多岁，都在母堂，有机会介绍你们去看他们的经验，有可能还在。有一个经验是一条一条的，像斑马线那样，金子是一条一条。
So the two sisters, the other two sisters are still in Church of Zion, and one of them is over 90. They might still have their gold tooth. So the other sister, her gold tooth is not completely gold; it's like stripes of gold.
这两个有苦难的这两个姐妹，她说：“你知道吗？”我生活里面有这么多的苦难，但我明天早上照镜子洗脸的时候，我一看我的牙，我的信心就升起来。
So,
我们的主什么都能做。
So these sisters, when they got the gold tooth, so because they have a lot of trouble in their life, but they said that every day when they go brush their teeth, they will realize that, you know, God can do anything in their life.
但是有一件事情非常感谢主。
But also, there's also one thing you have to be very grateful for.
你知道这些姐妹变成金牙，它都是大牙里面的牙。
You know, all those gold tooths are on the molars, not on the front.
真的感谢主，哈利路亚！你知道神多爱人吗？哎呀，爱我们的姐妹。你知道那千木牙搞这个金牙多好，虽然是金子的也难看啊。
God really loves our sisters, right? You know, just Just imagine you have a gold tooth on your front teeth. That's not pretty, right?
那神做这个要做什么？就是说，我要告诉你，我什么样的神迹都可以行，因为在所有的物理学、化学里面，没有人可以把任何的东西变成金子。
So why God performs such miracle? Because you know there's nothing that God cannot do. So you know, with all the technology or the physics, you will never be able to turn something into gold.
所以当神就是说在这聚会里面借着牧者的这个祷告呢，留下这样的印记，就是在鼓励我们这些人。
So through the prayers of the you know the leader in the meeting to perform such miracle is to you know encourage the you know the sisters or the people who receive that miracle.
Darling 和我同工了二十年。
So I worked with Darling for over 20 years.
常常我一个新的人来，我就让他们看他的经验。
Every time there are like newcomers came to the church, I will ask Darling to show her teeth.
下一次他来的时候，就是你下一次带着你那，如果掉了，他肯定保存起来，带着你的金牙来。
So next time when she comes, I will ask her to bring her teeth. If it falls down already, then I ask her to bring as well.
他的金牙是下面是骨头，上面一个盖子是金子的，浑然一体。
So her gold tooth was, you know, still teeth on the bottom, but the cap is gold.
所以下次她来的时候，你们叫她也带着。
So ask her next time when she comes.
我们的神是非常爱我们，他会行这样的，就是 creative miracle， 就是创造性的神迹，今天照样要行。他需要的时候。
So God is a God of miracles. He is able to perform this kind of creative.Miracles.
你知道无饼而语这个神迹啊，并不是哪个人祷告了，没有人祷告的。
So, you know the miracle of two fish and five loaves of bread. Nobody prayed for that miracle.
我相信很简单，就是也没有想到会这样去祷告吧。我们中间也很少有人想到说主啊，你给我造一把菜汁，也很少这样去祷告。
So I believe no one like dare to pray something like that, right?You don't pray for God, you know, create me with some vegetables, you know, something to eat. You don't ask for that.
但是呢，神在适当的时候，他需要的时候就要这样做。
But in the appropriate timing, and then when it's needed, God is able to perform that kind of.
为什么呢？因为圣经里面讲他怜悯众人。
Why? Because the Bible says He had mercy for them.
在这末后的时代，难道他不怜悯我们吗
？So in the end times, isn't He gonna be have mercy for us as well?
还有这是第一点，就是因着神的怜悯，他会做各样的神迹，
so,
我们要做好准备。
So because of his mercy, he is able to perform all kind of miracle for us. We need
我们的信心要准备去接受这样的神迹。
So we need to have this kind of faith so that we are prepared to receive the miracles from God.
要不断建造我们的信心，要接受这样的神迹。
We need to continue to build up our faith so that we are ready.
不要到时候神迹出现了，你已经吓死了。
So that you won't be you know, too scared when a miracle is been you know performed to you.
那有的人他不能当大夫，他看了血就吓死了。
So sometimes some people, for example, some people cannot become a doctor because they are scared of blood.
我记得我上大学的时候，我那个老师的太太，哎呀，他们很热心，请我们去吃饭。老师的太太是在。大学里面校医室里面跟人打针，他说他为什么只打针，没有去医院。
Okay, so I was in a university, so our teacher and his wife sometimes invite us over for dinner. So the wife is a school nurse, and then he shared why he was not able to go to hospital.
他说他读医的时候，实习的时候，看到有一个人，这个肉全是腐烂的。最后大夫拿刷子给他刷肉。
哎呦
！He said the reason why he was not able to go to a hospital because when she was you know doing his practicum, she saw a man with a rotten arm, and then the doctor has to you know rub off those you know gangrene flesh in order to heal that person.
所以他当场就晕过去，人就把他抬走。
So she fainted on sight.
所以他从此以后就绝对不要做大夫。
So she fainted and then she decided she cannot be a doctor.
我们说基督徒呢，不能见了神迹就吓昏了，那你就不要做基督徒了。
So as a Christian, as a believer, we do not want to be, you know, fainted when, you know, a miracle has been performed to us. You know, we need to be ready.
弟兄姐妹，你要做好准备，因为死人祷告以后的时候，真的死人会复活的，像圣经里面一样。
So pray, be prepared. So later on, when you pray for that person can rise up, just like what the Bible says.
结果他活了，你死了。
So what happens? He rises up and you are dead because of, you are scared of the miracle.
我不是开玩笑，是真的要做好这样的准备。
I'm not joking. You have to be prepared.
所以要准备接受这样的神迹在我们的中间。
We need to be prepared so that we will have receive this kind of miracles among us.
第二个我要讲的呢，就是说，你发现耶稣呢，这些人跟着他吃饼得饱啊，耶稣就跟他们讲，你们不仅仅要吃饼啊，你要跟着我要得永生啊，对不对
？So those people were after Jesus, you know, and then Jesus said that you should not just come after me because you want to be filled, but you have to receive the eternal life.
但是他们听不懂，好多人就走了。
But they did not understand, and then they all left.
这我这样我要简一点，就是说，我们的主耶稣呢，很爱众人，就是他在这个水平上，他不是说你只想吃饱，你不跟我做门徒，我就不要你。他没有这样讲啊。
So at this level, like he loves everyone, he didn't say that. Okay, if you just want to be, you know.If full and you don't want to be my disciple, I will, you know, despise you.
这点非常重要。为什么？来到教会的人啊，都有各种各样的需要。不要因为他们的需要，你觉得不太属灵，你就觉得他不应该在这里。
So as a church, we see all sorts of different people. You know, we attract all different kind of people. You know, they come to the church, but do not think their, you know, their initiatives or their, is, you know, not holy.Because of that, you know, you don't want to reject people.
我们没有中间没有哪个人第一天来教会就说我想要为耶稣去殉道。没有人。
Nobody came to a church on the first day by saying that I'm willing to die for Jesus.
没有人说我就要一辈子要服侍神。
Nobody came for the first day, you know, when they're in the church and say, okay, I'm gonna, you know, serve God.
都是要一些什么好处，这是很正常的。
We came because we wanted to get something. And
我们的主是非常丰富的主，有很多的好处。
Our God is God of abundance. He has full of gifts for us.
所以呢，尽管去给。
So that's why he is willing to give all sorts of gifts to people.
所以越给越多。
And then the more you give, the more we have.
所以这一点上非常重要。教会呢，我们的眼睛要用基督的眼光去看事情。
So as a church, we need to look at things, you know, from God's perspective.
不要去对一些人来这个，有的人做生意的呀，要找些生意机会啊，有的人来就是要得教会的帮助，有的人就不太高兴教会的人，你浪费我的资源。
You know, when people came to a church, you know, some people because they want to do a business, you know, they want to get connection. Some people want to come to a church because they need a help.And then, you know, you start grumbling, you know, oh, these people came because they want to get our resources. You know, don't think like that.
但是我们的神是很爱我们。
Our God loves us.
人就是有各种需要的人。
As a man, we have all sorts of needs and, you know, wants.
所以我们要用神的眼光去看。
So we need to look at them from God's perspective.
要去接纳。
We need to, you know, receive.
要去像主耶稣这样继续的来用神给我们的这个恩典去喂饱他。
So we need to accept them and use, and then feed them with what God gives us.
这种事情在教会，有时候会出现，我们要小心，就提醒我们自己。
So things like that can, you know, rise in a church. We need to be careful. We need to remind each other.
提醒我们自己呢，不要去分门别类、论断啊，这样。
So we need to remind ourselves, you know, not to judge, not to, you know, put us into our small groups.
对，不要有 judgmental attitude。
Yeah.
前天我和一个朋友，我以前那个 roommate 聊天，他可能会听我的道，但是没关系，这个。
So the other day I was talking to my ex roommate. He's probably on the Zoom, but it's okay.
30年前他跟我住在一起，前两天他找我，他说我要去教会，我要信主了。我说哈利路亚，你要信主了，很好啊。
So 30 years ago, I shared a room with with him. And then a few days ago, he came and then asked me that, oh, I want to go believe in Jesus. I want to go to a church. I said, great.
因为他常常也给我打电话，因为我们有共同语言，他原来是，也是中国科学院的，这个，所以我他就觉得我跟他聊的话，好多东西我可以给他解释。
So we always talk to each other because we have, you know, similar things in our mind because we came from the same background. We were in the Chinese Technology College together. So and he liked to ask me a lot of questions.
他就说。最近呢他打电话他说我不习惯这些人来到教会为什么这么重要的活动他们就在看手机我不喜欢他们这样子
So recently he called me and then saying that, oh, how come these people when they came to a church they are on their phone? I don't like them. I don't like that they are playing with their phone when they're in the church.
而且他跟我一位很熟悉他说我心里面产生一种厌恶感。
And then he said, I have this, you know, like, I despise them.
因为我们这个是搞科学的人，他是高能物理所的，我是核物理所的啊。那这我都很严谨的做事情。
So because I was in the nuclear physics and then he was in some other physics. So we are, you know, very precise about, you know, a lot of things.
哎，我说你不能这样对他们产生厌恶感。
And I said, oh, please don't you know feel that way.
我说你我三十年前就给你传福音，你也没信啊，我也没厌恶你啊。
I told him that I told you about Jesus 30 years ago, and you didn't believe, and then I didn't despise you, right?
你知道他怎么说的
？And what did he say?
他说我也没去教会捣乱啊。这是很好的借口。
And then he said.But I didn't go to a church and mess up a church, right?
我说他们至少来到了教会，对不对？你再说来教会都不来，对不对
？And then I said, at least they came to a church, right? And you didn't even come to a church.
很有意思啊，感谢主，他很追求。
No, praise the Lord that he in all he is fervent.
所以呢，无论什么动机来到这里，只要跟随耶稣，都第一个都会得福。
So, regardless what your motives are, but as long as you come to a church trying to pursue him, you will be blessed.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，中间的朋友，不要停留在这里，只是为了得到某些好处。
But do not just stay in this place. You know, not just to be satisfied in some area of your life.
主有更重要的东西要给我。
God is going to give you something even more important.
更重要的东西。
More important.
就是他自己的生命，永恒的生命要赐给我。
That's him himself and his eternal life.
所以呢，我们要像彼得一样呢，你看好多的门徒呢，听不进去他讲生的东西，啊，他们只要一定吃饱，他们就走了，就不跟随耶稣了，很可惜。
So we should be like Peter, you know, like the other disciples. They just want to have their fill, and then after they didn't understand, they left.
我们要学习彼得。
We want to be like Peter.
那耶稣问他怎么说呢
？And what did he say to, when Jesus asked him?
你们也要走吗
？Jesus asked him like, are you gonna leave as well?
彼得怎么讲？他说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢
？”But Peter said that you have the eternal life. Who shall we follow?
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
We have already believed. We also knew that you are the Holy One of God.
我们要像彼得一样说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢
？We need to be like Peter. We need to calling him that God. You have the eternal life. Who else shall we follow?
我们也像彼得一样说，你有永生之道，我们还可以归从谁呢
？We need to be like Peter. So you have
不要离开耶稣。
Do not leave God.
不要离开耶稣，耶稣有更好的。最重要的东西是要把生命赐给你。
Jesus has something even better. That's his eternal life.
哈利路亚。好，我们有一首这个做一个祷告，有一首回应的诗歌，我们一起来唱。
So we have a worship song to respond to the message.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we want to thank you.
你知道我们每一个人的需要。
You know all our needs.
你也知道我们每一个人信心的程度。主啊，无论我们在什么样的程度，你都是爱我们的。
No matter where we are, but you love us.
你都是接纳我们的。
You accept us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
谢谢你，因为你认得每一个人。
Because you recognize each.
你知道每一个人的需要。
You know all our needs.
但是好多时候我们不知道我们最深层的一个需要，那就是生命。
Sometimes we do not even realize what is actually needed in our life.
你说你们若撞得全世界，又赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
So what good is it to win the whole world and lose your soul?
用拿什么来换生命呢？
What can you do to exchange your life?
主啊，让我们真的来跟随你，紧紧地跟随你，因为你有永生之道。
Let us follow you closely because you have eternal life.
主啊，我们也相信在这条路上，无论有什么样的事情发生，你都会帮助我们。
No matter what happens on this path, you will be there to help us.
你是那大能的神。
You are the mighty God.
你是那大爱的神。
You are the God of love.
你是那有大智慧的神。
You are the God of wisdom.
主啊，我们跟随你，跟定了。
We follow you, and we will definitely gonna follow you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.